And my wonderful Jesus, I pray that not one person shall see Catherine Kuhlman, not one. Not one in this place of worship today. Whether they're here in the main auditorium or whether they're watching through closed circuit. Not one. Not only here in the service today, but throughout the world. Catherine Kuhlman died years ago. Died to the flesh. Died to self. That Jesus might be lifted up. And I pray that not one person throughout the world at any time shall ever get their eyes on thy servant. We're here to lift up Jesus. And may he give great glory unto himself. Now open our understanding to the deep truths of the word, for there's nothing more important than your word. Open our understanding to the word today. And may we understand the personality of the Holy Spirit better than we ever had before. For Jesus' sake we ask it. Amen. I shall speak only very briefly today. I say that and I make up my mind it's going to be so brief. And then suddenly I find out that the briefness says, so don't hold me to any time, whatever you do. And I've learned a long time ago that you can always trust the Holy Spirit. And you can never use the Holy Spirit. But it's a beautiful experience when the Holy Spirit uses the vessel. And that's what I want him to do today. And just the very minute, be assured, the very minute that I feel the Holy Spirit is ready to pour out of himself upon the healing of sick bodies, we'll stop immediately for all that secret of following the Spirit. I'm going to be very practical in that which I do have to say this afternoon, because I think that we need some good practical teaching in this all-important hour. And we are living in the church's greatest hour, and I say that without fear of contradiction. I pray to God every minister of the gospel, the pastor of every church, every priest, every rabbi, shall catch the glorious vision of the hour in which we are living. This is, without fear of contradiction, the church's greatest hour. I wish I could stand on the highest mountaintop. I wish I could give you the facts regarding the Word of God. And remember something. Remember, I say this word to you. I make this statement on the authority of God's Word. This Word needs no defense. Know that. I'm not here defending the Word of God, because the Word of God needs no defense. We're living in the closing moments of this dispensation. This is the hour when literally he poured out the Spirit upon all flesh. That's the why of all of these miracles. That's the why of the great manifestation. That which is happening here in the services, that which is happening here in America, is happening around the world. One of the greatest thrills of my life was 7 months ago when we had that great miracle service in Congress Hall in Jerusalem. And if the Lord tarries, we're going back again next year. It's one of the greatest experiences of my life. I always wanted to do it because I knew that after the rapture of the church, I wouldn't have the privilege, because I don't expect to be here after the rapture. You can stay here if you want to, but I'm going to be gone. I want you to know something. When the Holy Spirit leads, I'm going. I'm not going to hang around. I'm not going to hang around here. Do you want to know the only thing that's holding the whole thing together is still the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in the Word? But when the Holy Spirit goes, when the church goes, don't look for me. I'm not going to be hanging around here. And I wanted the privilege of just holding one great miracle service where it all began with the coming of the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem. And that's where it's all going to end too, you know. Oh, it's exciting in Congress Hall. And I know that many, many of you people have been in Jerusalem. You've seen Congress Hall. But you've been in Congress Hall packed to capacity. The thousands, and you know that balcony all around, that great auditorium, packed to capacity. They locked the doors, and then auditoriums around were filled, and then the great overflow on the outside. Hungry for God, 37 nations represented in just that one service. That's what's happening to Israel, I'm telling you. It's an exciting hour. It almost looked like a United Nations meeting because I was speaking in English and they had little booths set up where the interpreters were talking to those in their own language and headphones all over the place and the delegation there from France, of Catholic sisters, all in beautiful habits. 37 nations, 37 different languages, and I was speaking in the American language. They were sitting there. I was speaking on the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We wept together. We laughed together. We were blessed in the Spirit. I still contend that the Holy Spirit speaks a universal language. I believe that. And then suddenly, when the power of God began to fall, when the power of the Holy Spirit began to sweep that great audience, and remember, there were Catholic priests there from all over the world. There were heads of the Greek Orthodox Church there. Men in their clerical robes. They were there, men in high authority of all denominations. Protestant leaders. There we were, members of the clergy, with our differences when it came to theology. But when the power of the Holy Ghost began falling in that place, we forgot our little differences. We forgot the mode of baptism. We forgot our little petty differences in doctrinal truths. We forgot them. And at one time when the power of God was falling, I saw them prostrate all over the floor. At one time they told me there were 200 prostrate under the power of the Holy Ghost. What was it? In the last days I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. That could not have happened 25 years ago. That could not have happened 15 years ago. That did not happen 10 years ago. That, my friend, is happening today. This marvelous coming out, this glorious coming out, this wonderful coming out. Catholicism is experiencing a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Our Protestant churches are experiencing a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost. A great coming out. Thousands of men and women are receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I want to go on record as saying there's no one in the whole world No one ever stands behind the sacred desk who believes more in the baptism of the Holy Spirit than the one who's speaking to you just now. I believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I believe in the fruits of the Spirit. I believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I'll go so far as to say that I believe that there are more than just the gifts of the Spirit that are mentioned in the Word of God. For He giveth the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, without measure. There's more. There's so much more than most of us fully realize. I see something. I see something. And yet I don't have the ability. I'm so limited in trying to express what I see, what I know in the Spirit. No one in this great auditorium is any more hungry for more of the Spirit than the one who's standing before you just now. Every atom of my being is crying out for more. I can't tell you. I've never known a craving for food for my body. And I've been mighty hungry sometimes in my life. I've never known such a craving for food for my body. I've never known such a craving for water to parch my lips as I hunger and crave more of the things of the Spirit. You and I have only tapped the surface, that's all. Just the surface. After every miracle service that I've seen the wonderful manifestation of His power, and I've stood awed, knowing that I have had nothing to do with that which has happened. I've had no part in that service whatsoever. I've stood there almost like a spectator, and I've watched the moving of the Holy Spirit. And I go away. Feel like a little child. It's the best way I can express it. Standing on the seashore, picking up a little pebble here with my little bucket and shovel, a little shovel of sand there. And then when I look up, I see that vast ocean before me. That vast ocean. And there's more. Oh, God, give us a vision. Sometimes I think those of us who are part of this great charismatic movement, call it whatever you will, I really don't know whether that's the right word to use or not. I don't know. It's like when I talk about the slaying power of God. I don't know what to call it. And so I just call it going under power. I don't know what else to say. Because these are spiritual things. These are spiritual things. And we have to ask God for our ignorance. Because they're beyond man's intelligence and greater than man's vocabulary. But sometimes in the midst of this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we get hung up on the ecstasy of it all. We get hung up on the thrill of it all. The ecstasy of it all. That experience is marvelous. And I believe in the speaking in an unknown tongue. I have to believe it because it's in the scripture. But I'm going to tell you something. No man, no woman, no Christian needs how to be taught to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You do not need me to give you instructions how to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit is something more than just a lot of babbling. Something that's unintelligible. Remember His perfect wisdom, His perfect knowledge. And anything that the Holy Spirit does is absolute perfection. When the Holy Spirit speaks, He speaks in a perfect language. Much that we label the Holy Spirit is not the Holy Spirit at all, it's the flesh. And much of our manifestation, my friend, I'm sorry to say, is the flesh. And in the excitement of this ecstasy, I'm afraid that there are those who are being disillusioned. You think you have been filled with the Holy Spirit, received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but my friend, the real test of having been filled with the Holy Ghost is the life that you live after that baptism. It's something more than noise. It isn't how loudly one prays. It's what you have in your heart. Sometimes the one who shouts the loudest has the least on the inside. They use it as a crutch. Some of the greatest prayers that I've ever prayed in my life, some of the greatest answers to prayer that I've ever had in my life, the burden was so heavy I couldn't speak an audible word. The load was so great. I just lifted my being up to Him. What was said wasn't audible, but it came from here. And He heard the cry and that falling tear. Let's learn how to worship Him. Let us learn this glorious personality of the Holy Spirit. There's many a person who professes the baptism of the Holy Spirit who know nothing about the person of the Holy Spirit. And I want to say something about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I must say this, because I think that so often among the brethren, those who are in a great movement, and this is all important because this which is happening around the world. It's the great outpouring. And remember, all the forces of hell will not stop it. You can't stop it. Satan himself isn't going to be able to stop it. It's something that's timely. It's something that's scriptural. It's something that's sacred. We talk about the power of the evil one. I think we've gotten so negative in our news media. We've gotten so negative about things around us. We've gotten so negative. I think that Watergate has completely turned the whole world into something that's negative. For love it, stop thinking negatively. This is our greatest hour. And all on earth, I'm trying to get you to see something. There's more than just leaving an unknown tongue. And then along with it, for so many, becomes a spiritual pride. And all that you can think about, I have all that there is for me, because I've received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I've spoken in an unknown tongue. Beloved, be careful. The greatest sin, I think, among the Christians is spiritual pride. Spiritual bigotry. And I've seen among them who've made the greatest profession spiritually, they were as dried up as last year's corn shocks. As Samson of old. Since the Spirit has departed, they get up and shake themselves. For they wist not that the Spirit hath departed. I want to say this, and I cannot give you any more than I experienced myself. And I'm only sorry I can't give you more. One of these days I may be able to. But I'm so hungry for more. I never hold a miracle service, never. But what I receive, a fresh baptism, a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. It's something that's constant. It's something that's constant. Personality of Holy Spirit. Have you learned that glorious experience of following Him, as many as are led of the Spirit? It'll cost much, but it's worth the price. What I'm going to say to you in the next several minutes will cost much. I weighed the cost a long time ago. It's going to cost the death to self. It's more than just the ecstasy. It's more than just the thrill of a moment. I'm not talking about that. I too know the ecstasy of having been baptized with the Holy Spirit. When all of us came down and Jesus Himself baptized you in the Holy Spirit. It's as though your feet were no longer touching the ground as you walked. You can't sleep nights the glory of it all. Oh, the glory of it all. But it was still in an old world. This mortal has not yet put on immortality. That which is corruption has not yet put on incorruption. We have a greater responsibility before men than ever before. For along with these wonderful spiritual experiences, there also goes responsibility. And I want him to trust me with more. But he'll never trust you with more until you have proven he can trust you with that which he's already given you. To be led of the Spirit. And when you're led of the Spirit, it means that you follow. You know what it means to be led of the Spirit? Do you know what it means to be so dead to self that you no longer have a will of your own? I'm talking to folk who know nothing about that which I'm saying. Nothing. I'm talking to men and women in this place who are part of this great charismatic movement, who know nothing about what I'm talking about when I talk about two wills becoming as one. You've come to the place where you've surrendered your will to His will. I would be a fool if I were to stand here and tell you it's easy. There's no ecstasy in that. There's no shouting in that. There's no outward display in that. That, my friend, takes death. I'm talking about death. I'm talking about a death to self. And you can't follow or be led of the Spirit until, first of all, two wills have become as one, His will. That's the beloved. When you get to the place where you know not how to pray, and there isn't a single one of us here in this place who worship today, but what sometime or another, if you're one of God's children, you've got to the place where you have known not how to pray. You want God's will more than anything else in the world. You need His will. You want His will. And you know not how to pray. Remember, there is one who knows the perfect will of God. And God has a perfect will for some of you. You are living in God's permissive will. If you could only know, if you could only know, my brethren sitting here on this platform with me today, I single you out just as a group, as an example. If sitting here, you could really know the perfect will of God for you, you would be astounded, you would be amazed. But you can't have that perfect will until you pay that price of full surrender and death to self. And most of us are still living in God's permissive will. There's more. There's when you know not how to pray, you come. My friend, we've got to learn the secret of silence. No one teaches silence anymore. Be still. Hold the power. There's strength in being still and letting Him speak. And he who knows the perfect will of God will speak to your heart. Do you really know the personality of the Holy Spirit? Do you really, do you really, do you really? Do you know that wonderful fellowship of the Holy Spirit? Oh, this ecstasy, of course, in that moment when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But the thrill of it all. And no one can know that close fellowship of the Holy Spirit until after they have been filled with the Spirit. You can't. I couldn't live. I wouldn't want to live one day without the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. I know a little of what Paul was talking about when he talked about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see that marvelous grace manifested. Where would any of us be without it? For not one of us merit the smallest blessing from his hand. And every miracle service, I stand awed when I see the grace of the Lord manifested in the most unlikely people who receive their healing. And I don't understand why that one was healed. I don't know. I don't understand. Someone who's never served God a day in his life, and yet that one is instantly more healed of the power of God. What is it? His grace. And we're living in an hour of great grace and mercy. And the love of God. And where would any of us be without that love? I'm staking everything I have on his love. I'm staking everything. But there's more. The life that I'm talking about is a lonely life. Sometimes I feel like the loneliest person in the whole world. But you say, Catherine Kuhlman, how can you say that with the thousands and thousands of people? I know, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. When they see me, please pray. Please pray. I seldom get a letter, but what it begins with, please pray. I seldom get a telegram, but what it begins with, please pray. I never meet a person on the street. Please pray. I never get on an elevator, but please pray. That responsibility, sometimes I wish he had never called me. The responsibility of it all. I represent him to those who cannot see him. That's the reason it's so important to be led of the Spirit. That's the reason it's so important not to have a will of one's own. That's the reason these things, to remember something. My responsibility to him as a Christian is no greater than yours. What I'm talking about is a lonely life. But oh, that fellowship of the Holy Spirit. That marvelous fellowship of the Holy Spirit. It's something that's constant. It's something that's intangible, and yet it's tangible. Do you know what it's like for him to take your body until you feel that you're not in the flesh? And that body of yours when you can't go any longer? And there are times you feel my legs won't hold the body any longer. And there's times when I've used my mind. And there's times I've gone without sleep for so long. And I have an audience to face, and you're there. And I die a thousand deaths before I just come out on that platform and face that audience, because I know I'm facing those. It's the lost hope. And I'm dependent on the Holy Spirit. And I remember that Jesus staked everything he had on the Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit didn't fail him, he'll not fail me either. That fellowship. That glorious fellowship. And he strengthens you.
And somehow he pulls you close to himself. And he gives you visions of that which is to come. And you find yourself communing with him. From this room, silent, but all the power of the thrill of it all. That's the reason I'm talking about something that says real. That's God himself. I'm talking about something that could you breathe. Literally, you can just breathe in of the presence. That's the reason I say to you, marvel not. When just sitting in an auditorium like that, just sitting here as you're sitting now, I'm talking about the greatest power in the whole world. You need to catch a glimpse, and even more than a glimpse, of the greatest power in the world, and the greatest power in the world this hour is the power of the Holy Ghost. More than not just sitting here. For all with one accord and the Holy Spirit is moving upon us. That sick bodies are here, that's resurrection life. Remember, the Holy Spirit is resurrection life. It's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. I think of that. When bodies are here, that's resurrection life. That's resurrection power. The Holy Spirit is the mighty power of the Trinity. And the same power that went into that tomb and raised Jesus from the dead is the same person, is the same power that's in this place of worship this Wednesday noon. Understand it? That's the reason some of our greatest minds can't understand miracles. They try to analyze them. You can't analyze the power of God. You can't. You can't analyze that which I've been talking about, the power of the third person of the Trinity. You cannot. There'll be those who leave this place of worship today not knowing anything about that of which I've spoken. But oh, the presence. Holy, eyes closed just a minute. Eyes closed just a minute in this breath. There was the sound of a mighty rushing wind. As the Holy Ghost came upon them, the sound of a mighty rush, the same Holy Ghost, the same Holy Spirit, breathe upon us. See Jesus. Everything that you and I receive in this next hour must come through Jesus. He's the one who's made it all possible. Know that. I rebuke those miracle things in Jesus' mighty name with the power of the Spirit. Just go to that body. While I was speaking, there was somebody who received the link of miracle things in this place. While I was speaking, I could have stopped for just that moment. You may not have been praying for it, but you received that healing for miracle things. And the skin is just as smooth as it can be. I doubt whether you were even thinking about it. You were so lost to self. I rebuke every traitor condition of those legs in the mighty name of Jesus. I give you praise. Near that same one, there's somebody who has had migraine headaches. You came in this place. With migraine headaches, I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. I give you praise. I give you honor. I worship your wonderful Jesus as the power of the Holy Ghost just goes through that body. There's another migraine headache over here to my right. There's somebody with migraine headaches. I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. The power of the Holy Spirit just goes through that body. In Jesus' mighty name. There's somebody with a brace on. While I was speaking, the fire of the Holy Spirit just went through that body of yours. Take off that brace. You'll find out you've been completely healed. Wherever that person is wearing a brace, I rebuke that condition in Jesus' mighty name. As the power of God goes through that body, I give you honor, I give you praise. It's all over this place. I give you honor, wonderful Jesus, the power of God just goes through that body. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you praise of the power. Don't be afraid of the power of the Holy Spirit. Wonderful Jesus is through this body. I rebuke these migraines in the mighty name of Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost just goes through this body. I give you praise. And through that body that flows the power of the Holy Ghost, all through that body that flows the power of the Holy Spirit. Take that brace off wherever that person is. The power of God goes to that body. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. I know him as another with migraine. I must be obedient to the Spirit. There's another with migraine. The power of the Holy Spirit has gone through that body. I can tell you something else. I give you praise, wonderful Jesus. Somebody's ear opened in just that second. And the person hears me perfectly. That's all that I know. The ear was open and somebody hears me perfectly. Close the ear and you can hear everything that I say. Just close that ear. Hold steady as the power of the Holy Spirit is coming through. I give you praise. I give you glory. Wherever that person is, you were not expecting it and the ear just opened. I know. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit on this one. What is this Ruth right here? Dear Jesus, I give you praise. Dear Jesus, is the power of the Holy Ghost that's going through this body. We give you praise. We give you glory. Every trace of this condition shall leave this body. Every trace of this condition, I rebuke these varicose veins in the mighty name of Jesus, as the power of the Holy Ghost that's going through this body. I give you praise. I give you honor. Wonderful Jesus. What is this, Maggie? And what is it from? Dear Jesus, as through this body, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, wonderful Jesus, I rebuke this suffering. And in the name of Jesus, throw this husband into good measure, the power of God goes through his body. Let him go down here, the power goes through this body. I give you praise, I give you honor. As through this body that flows resurrection power, wonderful Jesus, I plead the blood over this body. I plead the blood, I plead the blood. As I help her for just a minute, that's the power of God that's going through her body. All through this body. Is there no pain in her body of yours at all? Is there no pain in her body?
No, not.
Dear Jesus, I give you praise. The power of God goes through this body. Oh, let him go, Donnie. And there's somebody with cancer and every bit of pain has left that body. Where are you? Wherever the person is. And every bit of pain has left that body. It's a cancer healing. Wherever that one is, the pain has left that body. Come just as quickly as you can. Every bit of pain has left that body and it's a cancer healing. Every bit of pain has left the body. That's all that I know. The power of God has just gone through this body. What is this?
That's the neck healing.
Move it just as hard as you can. Just move it as hard as you can. Dear Jesus, I give you praise.
Is that gone?
Is it all gone?
Yes.
Move it just as hard as you can. Dear Jesus, I give you praise. The power of God gone through this body. Somebody hold down here. The power of this going through. Has through this body. Father, I rebuke this demon of cancer in the mighty name of Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost just goes through this body. I rebuke this demon of cancer in the mighty name of Jesus. What is this through here?
It was degenerated spine, and she has a heart condition. She said everything was written in here.
Is that what she was wearing?
Yes.
Come here, degenerated spine. Bend over right now. Just bend over. Just bend over right now. Just bend completely over. Just bend completely over. Dear Jesus, I give you praise. I give you glory. I worship you, Jesus. As the power of God just goes through this body. I give you praise as through this body. There's anointing on just not for spine. There's anointing. Every person with a spinal condition, stand up. Every person with a spinal condition, Step out in the aisle. Take anything you want right now. Bend over. The very second that you're healed, come on up here. But don't come up until after you've been healed. Bend over. The very second. I know. Help her, Donnie. The power of God is going. Where's that ruptured disc? There's somebody with a ruptured disc. And you've been completely healed. Come on up here just quickly with that person. I know that's power on this woman. I give you praise. I give you honor. Wonderful. Jesus. Go back to your doctor and have this verified. Go back to your doctor. Where's that ruptured disc that the person has been healed of? The person is completely healed. That's all that no. Where's that arthritis of the spine? Wherever it is, bend completely over. You'll find that you have perfect movement. Perfect movement. Every trace of it is gone. I know right through there, I give you praise. Wonderful Jesus, the power of God goes through that body. What is this over here, Ruth? Just quiet, honey. What is it?
Broken back.
A broken back. Bend over right now. Bend over right now. Just bend over again. Just bend over again. Then Jesus, I give you the praise. I give you the glory. The power of God goes through this body. Wonderful Jesus is through this body. I know. All through that body. Where's that ruptured disc? Come quickly. What is this right through here?
Back condition.
Bend over right now. Just bend completely over. Dear Jesus, I give you praise. Well, what is this, Maggie?
It's the
daughter. A ruptured disc and the daughter. I know. Dear Jesus, I know. I know. I give you praise. I give you glory.
I've had a ruptured
disc. A ruptured disc. Bend over just now. Just bend over. How long have you had it?
3.5 months. I haven't had it.
Bend every way possible. Do everything you could not have done.
Oh, no.
Bend backwards. Do everything. Give her a great big God. As through their bodies are flows the power of the Holy Spirit. Go back to your doctor, have this all verified. Is there no pain there?
No pain. No pain.
And this is your daughter?
Yes. She has rheumatoid arthritis.
Where do you people go to church?
Saginaw Hill Baptist.
Baptist? Give these Baptists a great big applause. Rheumatoid arthritis, honey, feel what's on your body?
All over.
All over. Your legs, every part of your body. Pick up your legs right now, just pick them up. Just pick them up.
Yeah.
Is there no pain at all? Run across there. Go on. Give her a great big applause. Come out through your whole body. Rheumatoid arthritis. Were you people expecting this today?
No, not really.
Not really? Dear Jesus, just thanks to the power of God that's going to... Oh, hold them, Donnie. Hold them both. Hold them both. I give you praise. Dear Jesus, bless these Baptists. Just bless them. Give them a double portion, I pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Give them a double portion. What is this over here?
Back condition.
Arthritis of the spine.
Arthritis of the spine. Bend over right now, just bend over. Is it all gone? Bend every way. Is there no pain there?
Nope.
Not at all. Dear Jesus, just thanks. It's all. There's another ruptured disc that I haven't gotten. There's still another ruptured disc. Where are you? There are ruptured discs. Do not come up until after you've been healed. What is this over here?
A crushed vertebrae from an accident.
A crushed vertebrae from an accident. Where was it? Where was it?
In the neck.
Move it. Good and hard. Is there no pain there?
Uh-uh.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Move it again. Good and hard. And none at all. Dear Jesus, thanks. What more can we say than just thanks? Just thanks in the power of the Lord to go through this body to thanks. There is still somebody else wearing a brace. There is somebody else. There is somebody else giving you the spirit. If you have a brace on, take off that brace. You'll find out you've been completely healed. What is it?
Vertebrae. She's
been healed. Five vertebrae. Dear Jesus, the power of God has gone through this body. Who are you? Is that your mother? And she's been wearing a brace? Help her up just now, if you will, please. Help her up.